proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I was just saying the other day that something that I consider to be very, very lazy content on social media is when people duet videos and all they do is point and they don't say anything, or either they'll just nod like, I agree. And I said that's the modern day version of a mime, you know. But I did see yesterday one that made me laugh. That was a duet thing. And it was this this woman, and I see her all the time because that Chef Reactions guy features her, because she's such a wacky in the kitchen person thinking that she's cooking some good stuff, and it just looks disgusting most of the time. And it was a black guy that was duetting it, and she was making Southern collard greens. And he either got a Midwest, thick Midwest accent, or like an upstate New York. I can't really place it. And she was doing it in the crock pot. And so she stuffed all of these frozen greens down into the crock pot. And then she had taken turkey, from the deli, you could get a turkey breast or something from the deli, and she chopped that up and put it in there, and then just put an onion on top of it, and then all kinds of other stuff that doesn't belong in. Well, this is how off she was. She was putting Tony Sachery's Creole seasoning in it, because, and this is really going to make it, that Southern flavor, and this is Tony Sachery's Creole. She couldn't even pronounce the word Creole. Her husband that runs the camera had to tell her how to pronounce Creole.
Dear.
And then she, put all kinds of stuff in it that didn't belong. But the brother that was duetting it, he had on a wave cap, the whole thing. He was pretty funny doing it. But I often wonder if people like that have ever really had Southern cooking, because if you'd really had Southern greens before, you don't put turkey in it, unless it's smoked turkey that you're going to use to flavor it and then shred the meat off of it and put it back in there. Mm. But nobody just uses a deli turkey.
Mm-mm. Like a chunk of turkey?
In turnip greens or collard greens.
Is she joking?
No.
She's serious.
But she had shredded that turkey, like chopped it up, like a turkey breast thing. Mm. I mean, maybe she's joking. I don't think so, because she's constantly posting things.
She looks serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's one of those that puts the can down in the dish before she dumps the stuff out of it. So the old dirty can is sitting in there.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't love that.
So do you know how to do country cooking stuff, Lindsay?
Not as well as I grew up on it. My grandmother, she made the best. I mean, everything, very Southern, and my mom, somewhat, but no.
That's Jody's favorite kind of food that I cook. She always wants that country cooking stuff.
Me too.
And it's because she didn't really grow up with it either. Even though she grew up in Louisiana, her parents are from Indiana, and her mom didn't do a whole lot of, chicken fried steaks and gravy and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, she always wants to go to Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. If I'm not cooking Southern stuff, country stuff for her, she wants to go to Cracker Barrel.
Somebody was saying Cracker Barrel's slipping off. Is that true?
I saw it
on the internet.
We went the other day and we hadn't been in a long time, and we went before we started our diet and all that, and it wasn't what it used to be.
That's a shame too, because that's one of the only, I think the only place to get country cooking,
Yeah. I like a Bob Evans.
Bob Evans is good.
Y'all have one?
No.
Near the, okay.
I think the closest one's close to where Riggins lives.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said Cracker Barrel and Panera was the other one. He said that's fallen off. And I agree with that one.
Oh, that.
I used to go to Panera a lot.
In years.
Yeah. It's expensive and it's not that good. That's a shame. Cracker Barrel, that's like a
staple.
Yeah, an American staple all across the country.
Yeah, and just when they started serving beer.
Oh, they serve beer?
Oh, yeah.
Beer and wine, yeah.
Is country cooking like... is it a hard restaurant to have, or why are there not many?
because in a city like where we live, there's so many transplants from New York and all those other godforsaken places. And they don't really, like I said, they don't know anything about
it. Yeah.
And of course, even though most of them look at it like they moved here because it's obviously better than where they were, mm-hmm. they still can't even fathom Southern people doing something better than they do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why they, unless it's something that's specific, like Cajun cooking or Creole cooking, but just regular Southern cooking, they call all Southern cooking soul food anyway. Soul food,
yeah.
Which it's a little different. It's pretty much the same, but there are a few staples in a soul food diet that aren't in, you know, just regular country cooking.
Well, I think your later in life calling might be opening a country cooking restaurant, and I'd go every day because I always want it, but I don't, you know, if I don't cook it, which obviously I don't, I want to go somewhere.
And that's not, see, I don't think it's not as fun for me to cook country stuff because that's what I learned to cook on. It's, you know, but
you don't get to experiment as much with that because it's,
Yeah, but
you should teach Lindsay how to make like one great Southern dish that she could like, you know, pass along. What I don't know.
I think collards would be what good. I would, because I know how to make fried chicken and the biscuit, whatever else you have, you know, but.
It's easy.
Yeah, easy. Okay, yeah.
Easy. Let's see, what else could we, like black eyed peas.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
But I was going to say red beans and rice, but that's a Cajun thing. So not necessarily just a typical Southern cuisine.
Yeah.
It's a Cajun thing. Oh, and I could tear up some red beans and rice. Riggins doesn't have my red beans and rice.
It was very good.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I love some beans.
If TJ's making it, it's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you. But I just thought that was... that, you know, I was railing on the duet things on social media. I give that one credit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's got to be terrible. Like, you put your, if she's like loving cooking and all that stuff, and then you put it on the internet, and people are just like, that looks like dog shit.
Yeah.
That would crush me.
Yeah.
It would crush me.
Well, terrible. That guy who is, you know, his account's called Chef Reactions. And I think that's what he calls himself, is Chef Reactions.
Okay.
He's the one that coined the term jarlick, and everybody calls it jarlick. I think he was the first one in popular culture to make that widespread. But he is constantly railing on her, and he has millions of followers.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
He's just bullying her.
But maybe that's the stick. Like, it's...
He always tags her and everything, and so she's getting, you know, probably millions of views off of him. And you know, but is that the kind of attention you want?
I mean,
you want to be millions of people telling you you look disgusting.
If you can't be great, be infamous. You know, it's like one of those things. Like, who cares? I'm getting a lot of views from it.
Yeah, like no press is bad press.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And it just even takes it to another level of cringy. The fact that her husband talks while he's while she's doing the demonstration, he's running the camera, and his name's Marty.
Marty. Hey, Marty.
Marty. Oh, that is delicious.
Oh, I don't like the talking over.
No. But it made me want to cook turnip greens and or collard greens. I just did it the other day, so I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
Well, you could and just bring them in here.
Yeah.
No, you got to twist his arm to get any of TJ's cooking. Trust me, we've been down this road. You really gotta put him against the wall. And
yeah. Don't bring it up around Alexis because she really gets mad.
Oh, I'm going to tell her right away when you bring something in. Guess what, girl?
No, I mean, don't even ask. Does he ever cook for you? And she's like, I even quit asking. I don't even care anymore. I mean, she really took offense
she's
to
pissed.
It.
She's mad. Yeah.
She's pissed.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. And then when we were at that Christmas thing the other day, I had her sister-in-law go tell her that TJ just invited me over for gumbo.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Was she
the first
so
time
mad?
I met her sister-in-law. Yeah.
She just started.
She's like, I don't even care. I don't even care. He probably did.
I love that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.